name is Steve Miggs. I'm here with the dapper Reverend Enfuego.
Why, hello there.
Rocking that paisley like none other.
What's a paisley?
Isn't that a paisley design?
The
print?
I don't know.
Is it, Glenn?
I don't know if that's... yeah, that's paisley, man. But
right.
Paisley has a series of colors where my man's just going with sort of the ox blood.
Yes.
Sort
Ooh,
of thing.
Ox blood.
Yeah, ox blood.
Blood.
Paisley
yeah.
always makes me think of spermies.
Oh, what geez. Is a spermie?
No, it's not paisley.
It's like psychedelic leaves to me.
It's psychedelic jizz.
Psychedelic
no sperm.
Jizz?
That's the name of my new band.
Spooge Vest.
Or psychedelic jizz.
Psychedelic jizz.
And we're going to cover Faith No More's Jizz Lobber. It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
Sold.
I didn't know what that meant when I first got hooked on Angel Dust.
Jizz Lobber. I always assumed
album.
It was a Silence of the Lambs
when
joke. Oh, hey, look at the blonde, and he throws the the load. And
do you know who did that? Do you remember the guy's name?
Multiple Miggs.
Miggs.
Multiple
right.
Miggs, yes.
That's right.
In
That's
the next
awkward.
Cell, he
hissed
at you. Tell me, what
Tell
did
me.
He say?
What did he say?
He said, I can smell your explicitive.
And that's Glenn Cannon.
And then you say,
Glenn Cannon.
I see, I myself cannot. Good morning.
Why don't you even try and like ask him any movie questions? He's going to nail it.
He's going to hit him, yeah.
Depends
yeah.
on the film.
That's true.
But my wife and I actually, Silence of the Lamb is it's deteriorated. She went to work and she was like, oh, Glenn and I wanted to watch something funny last night. And her coworker's like, oh, what did you watch? She's like, Silence of the Lambs. Because we'll lay there and I'll do the voice in her, yeah.
Okay.
Does she like that?
You know what you look like? You look like a rube with your cheap bag and your expensive shoes. Yeah, and Antonio just
Can you hear
cried.
The lads,
Perry? Yeah, exactly.
Can you hear them?
So
no,
here we
he
are.
Was a good man.
We just crushed Live Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, make some noise. We got a whole room in here.
Yeah!
This is exciting. We've got pretty much most of the bands that performed this morning, if not all of the bands.
Let's do a walk around. I'm going to rotate the mic here towards musicians as
okay.
much as we can. And Tony, if you can maybe help out on that side. But everyone right. just get in the mic, say hi. And
hey, this is JT from Clover Jane, Jarflies, and Outshined.
Yeah, you were doing double duty today.
Well, always. Duty. Come on, all I want to do is play.
Yeah. Matt from Van Epps.
Jake from Van Epps.
Brad from Van Epps.
Bobby from Van Epps.
I only wish the Van Epps
all
guys
of Van Epps.
Showed up. I mean, that would have been really nice. Dude, I know we're going around, but I got to say, the version of My Sharona was awesome, but your version of the Foo Fighters, This Is a Call, which is one of my all-time favorite. Oh,
thank you. That's
that was killer.
Really fun song to play.
I can't even try and sing along to it because it's too high-pitched. All right, sorry.
No, you, that won't stop you. Come on. It never does.
I know. I did sing this morning on Live Day. That was pretty badass. We got Sean over here from Windowpane.
Yep.
That's right.
Kat from A Very Aussie Tribute and Sons of Mercury.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You guys crushed it. The Holy Diver. What I enjoyed in all of you guys, I mean, I'll probably say this about all of you at some point, so and I mean it from
I
the
love
heart.
You, man.
It was amazing when you guys would perform to see the reaction on the text line. And when, I mean, you know, from when Windowpane did Ram Jam's Black Betty, which is a song I absolutely despise, but
I just want to go on record that when we first had that meeting in Castle, you know, we brought up Black Betty, and I'm like, man, we can put that together. And he was like, awesome. Steve hates that song. And that was literally the way that conversation went down, man.
I agree with the Texans. Some people were saying they did it better than the original. And then we got that a lot. Like, I mean, just Holy Diver, people were blown away just by how the band sounded, how the vocals. And not early in the morning. I can only imagine for you guys singing, that's not much fun to sing at like 9, 8, 7, 6 in the morning. It's a tad of an issue.
A little bit of an issue, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It felt like a dream.
And that's Tony from Windowpane right there.
I'm Tony from Windowpane. I'm here too.
The Superfectabot boys are. Oh, Kyle has like a game show microphone over there. Yes.
Kyle,
you guys can't see this. Yeah, man.
I'm posting that.
I want to take a second. We're gonna get this, but
no, give me the
Kyle Court from Superfecta. Those guys, of course, did an amazing unplugged performance as well, but all of the commercial beds, all of the bumpers, all of the reintros, all of the rejoins, all of that. Kyle organized that, recreated that with the guys in Superfecta. The amount of work and time and energy that Kyle has sunk into making this thing flow this year. And basically, he took it all on to relieve... You know, my silly backside.
Only reason I did any of that is so that I got to play Lil Jon. that's the only reason.
My man.
Yeah. All that works. So I
just
can do
wanted
turn
to say thank you, but now that I know the true motivations, I love you
tacos.
Even more, man.
Turn down for tacos.
Yeah, just the Superfecta guy.
I'm Kyle from Superfecta.
Yeah.
I like your game show host microphone. I'm Mike with Superfecta.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm from Superfan.
At some point, you have to say you have to spay and neuter your pets with that microphone. That's the Bob Barker microphone right
Bob
there.
Bob Barker.
So I want to go around the room. Let's talk about everyone's experience, Rev, as well. Like, what was Live Day like for you guys? I mean, this is our second time doing it. I felt like this was even a... Despite all the hiccups, it was a well-oiled machine compared to last year, for sure.
You know, last year being the first time we ever tried it, it was a lot of trial by fire and meeting after meeting and chaos and last-minute changes and just, wow. This year, honestly, especially for Kyle and I, the attitude of those feeding us was a lot more lax. I mean, we didn't get our first version of what we call the Bible, which is just an endless series of spreadsheets, until last... It was last Tuesday. Wow. You know, I'm like, here, Kyle, and he's like... Dude, I've been waiting. I'm like, I know, I love you, I'm sorry, you know, but but this year, I think because we did it last year, it was a lot smoother, a lot cleaner. We had a lot greater understanding of how it was going to feel and how it was going to flow. And then, of course, the lessons we learned last year about, you know, last year, Grace, the engineer that's handling all the mixes going out across the air of the live music performances, she was in the same room with two screaming guitar cabs.
That makes sense.
And the drummer was in a separate room. So, I mean, and her mixes were great considering that she was basically in Viet Hell.
Yeah.
This year, they had her in a completely separate studio, which gave her a lot more control and so, lessons learned, right?
For those that don't know, I mean, some people who listen to podcasts might not listen to BJ Miggs in the morning or even the Men's Room. Or some, we have people listening in other parts of the country that don't even listen to KSW. What we did today is something that's not very ordinary in the world of radio, is that we did everything live. I mean, obviously, we talk live every day, but from the production elements, any kind of like things that you hear going into a break, the big boy voice guy, he came down for it as well.
Malcolm.
Malcolm, who's a badass.
Malcolm, so badass.
Malcolm's funny because when you hear his voice on the radio, he's that big, deep, barrel. Baritone voice. I just assume like this old wizard. I don't know why. You know
what I mean? Like, yeah.
Just picture a guy with like a big white beard, almost like Dave, our hair club. Mm-hmm. I pictured that. And then when he shows up, he looks like he's an MMA fighter. Yeah. Like he looks like he just got out of the octagon.
He's all inked up.
Ripped. Tribal tattoos all up and down his arms. And he's just ripped and he's just like ready to punch someone in the face.
But he's the nicest guy. Yeah. He's like the nicest person.
So we did everything live.
Shall not pass.
That's exactly. So everything was live from the production stuff. All the commercials were done live, and props to Craig Gass.
Dude, he was so funny.
He was doing everything, and like, I never heard a commercial for Legendary Donuts where it ended with calling people whores.
No, you've got to find playback of Beat Miggs when he did Beat Miggs. He did it impersonating Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so good.
Oh, we were in tears. Yeah. We were in tears, man. It was hilarious. You've got to hear it back.
What was the movie, the Milli Vanilli song?
Oh, yeah, Blame It on the Blank. And he went, white people. I don't remember the middle one, but then the last one was Walmart.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, Tracy,
over,
how you doing?
Yeah, hey. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I wish I wouldn't have gotten it in the first place. Anyway, I didn't hear it the first go around. But so that was done live. And then all the music, which is where you guys all came into play. And thank you guys, because it was so much fun just to know. A, I had no idea what you guys were going to perform. B, I didn't know how you were going to perform it. So it was like a nice mix of, we had bands fully plugged in. Then we had also bands like the Superfecta guys. You did everything acoustic, which was just, I mean, the texts
so
were coming in
nice.
About My Hero. And like, literally people saying,
really
I had tears
killing.
In my eyes, goosebumps. This guy's voice is amazing.
Damn.
Which I disagree because Kyle's a terrible singer.
No, just blame it on the microphone he's holding.
That's blame right, it on the white right. people in Walmart, apparently, right? But I think it's awesome because it's like, hey, we've got such a great local scene, which is what I love about what the Migs cast has become, that Glenn has brought so much to the table of, you know, just kind of giving us a chance to illustrate how great this scene is. And then, granted, you don't have the opportunity to play your songs, which I wish you guys could in the mornings, but just to be able to show off your musical skill and your talents, it was nice to be able to have our rockaholics hear how talented the Seattle music scene is.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
That's one of the coolest things when Live Day happened last year. And, you know, Ryan had hit me up months out and he said, here's what we're planning to do. And I'm like, wow. And then he was like, you know, would Windowpane be interested in coming to perform? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do about... And the dialogue began, and he's like, well, we have to recreate a playlist. I'm like, well, how many songs are you talking about? And so this turned into a couple meetings, and then literally it became me saying, well, man, I know the guys in the AIC tribute. I know the guys in the Soundgarden tribute. I know the guys in Van Epps do a bunch of killer covers. You know, and it was literally, I was able to just say, dude, why don't I just organize the music side of it and bring you these musicians, and we'll recreate it that way. And Ryan literally was like, oh, dude, I'm not trying to dump that on you. I'm like, no, this, not only this will be really cool, but I can, without sounding weird, make sure it's done right.
That's funny, because when we saw him after that meeting, he's like, totally dumped all the Live Day stuff on Glenn.
He probably did, man. He's like, all I gotta do now is show up, man. Oh, to put it in perspective, I arrived here this morning at 4 a.m., and I called Ryan to get into the building. He didn't answer. So I called Jason, one of the producers here, is an awesome guy that really has killed himself to put this thing together,
like,
as well. Jason,
he's the mastermind,
Oh, man. That guy's working and working. Then Ryan called me back, and I answered the phone to let Ryan know, hey, you don't have to come downstairs and get me. I'm being taken care of. And it, and I was like, Ryan? And I'm like, oh, you're still in bed. Yeah. And I'm like, I see. I'm in the building now. And I'm part of the 5 o'clock group. I'm like, okay. All
5 p.m. group.
Yeah. So to put it in perspective, you know, a year and a half ago, had I known that Ryan would still be sleeping while I was here at the station, man, you know,
double middle finger, right?
Exactly.
I want to talk. I
mean, you can actually do that middle finger. He's right behind the glass.
Hey, Ryan. It's the delegator.
I want to talk about some fun behind-the-scenes stuff from this morning. And the first thing I got to think about that nobody knows that listened to Live Day this morning. Oh, here comes Ryan Castle, everybody. Yeah! Ryan Castle!
I just want to let you guys know, even before that little incident, I didn't like any of you.
And F you for making Windowpane play Ram Jam. behind-the-scenes stuff, one thing I thought was just hilarious, and I don't even know if you know this.
Huh?
So while I believe it was Outshined is performing this morning and they're doing Soundgarden, their drummer did not show up.
Oh, gosh.
But he overslept.
JT, you tell us what happened. Because they still performed and there were drums.
Yeah, there were drums. I remember that.
We get here and we're in the building. We're starting to arrange everything and look down at the text message. I just woke up. Overslept my alarm. I'll be there.
Question mark.
Yeah, with a string of question marks after on the text message.
How far does he live from the station?
Tacoma.
Oh, gosh.
Or like Puyallup.
Okay,
like
okay.
South Tacoma.
So what time was that at, and what time were you going on?
It was, 6:15, and we were supposed to be on at 7 o'clock.
Oh, there's no way in hell he's going to get here.
Zero.
Please tell me you still made him come.
Oh, yeah, no, he had to show up. He played the Jar Fly set, so he was running late. So we spent the entire time making fun of him for running late. In the meantime, we're like, well, can we switch? What are we going to do? It's live. Well, we can't really do that. So we look over. There's got to be a drummer in the building. Sean from Windowpane, who had been in the early show, was sitting there like, well, I think I know that. So he spent like the 10 minutes before we went on listening to one of the songs so he could get it right.
Dude,
we get in the room. It was like, well, he's really not, our other drummer's not going to be here, so we need you to do another song. So we dropped two songs in on him with unrehearsed, unprepared, and he killed it.
I've heard the second one. I had no idea what I was doing. I Forrest Gumped my way through that. Totally.
I do that. My wife always, because I play drums for our church group, and she's like, I don't understand. Like, they'll send me the songs like weeks in advance. And I'm like, I'm too lazy. I'll get to it like the morning of. I'll listen on the drive to church. And my wife's always like, how did you do it with such conviction? Like, I'm like, I'm just faking it. Like, I have no idea if I'm playing the right parts, but it's like church music, a lot of these like contemporary Christian songs that you hear on like Christian rock radio, which is a thing, shockingly. But like, it's so paint by numbers in my head. Like, it's like, okay, this is where the verse, and it's like, it's easy to fake it. But with rock songs that have been played like a billion times on the radio, and I know me being a nerdy drummer guy, and I'm sure Jake as well, like you're paying attention to the drummer a lot of times. You're like, oh, he's going to miss. And I had no idea.
I totally missed the.
Don't say that. Don't admit any faults.
I did so good.
Yes.
Sean, I had no idea that you were playing drums with these guys. Like, I thought for sure that it was just.
Well, and the next little segment you were talking about, like the Temple of the Dog show and how all the bands in that era worked together and that it wasn't a super group when they were doing it. It was just the way it was. And I had to come in and in the break and go, so by the way, you didn't know this, but yes, Sean was playing drums.
He's not here to defend himself, but
our redhead one, that bastard stepchild. Yes,
I think Rain said, "Did you listen?" He goes, "To what?" He goes, "Your replacement."
That's right. On the Mixcast, we're announcing the new member of Outshine.
Oh man,
Sean Morrison.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
No, I know, just the right feel. I'll do it to anytime. Sean, great drummer. Oh, it felt great. It felt great when we were playing it, going, let's hope everything works right. But
pressure.
As soon as we started to play it,
dude,
it was fine.
Think about that.
We're in there. It was like, how do we start this? Who counts it off? What are we doing? I mean, it was that, like, at the last minute. Count it off. Go.
Yeah, just hold on to your butts and go for it.
Dude, when you think about that, you really picture it in your head. Like, this is like something that's being done live. And there's luckily for us, our radio station on the morning show, we have a little bit of success where there's quite a few people listening to the radio in the morning, like, you know, a couple hundred thousand. And there you guys are.
No pressure.
About to just perform a song, which, granted, you guys played a bunch. Sean's like, I don't know, I'll listen to it a couple times and maybe be able to hit it.
Well, it's a song I've heard for 20 years, too, but once you get into it, you're like,
it's totally different.
Wait, what do I do?
Well, it's one of those things, like, you know, it's one of those, hey, Sean, can you sit in with us this morning? Sure. Can you play some Matt Cameron stuff? I'll need a moment with my cell, you know? Like, that go down.
And not Matt Cameron Pearl Jam stuff, which is still intricate and awesome, don't get me wrong, but, like, it's a little bit more basic.
Yeah, Soundgarden. Man.
Soundgarden Matt Cameron is not easy.
Yeah. Rusty Cage came up, I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen, sorry.
Yeah. We were supposed to do Rusty Cage. So when BJ introduced us, he's like, here's Outshined doing Rusty Cage. And we start the song Outshined. Because we were like, in the last minute. And then Ryan Castle was like running out of the room, comes back in here. Is like, so there's been a little change of plans. We need to shoot from the hip here. We're going to do this other song. And we ended up doing Say Hello to Heaven.
Which sounded great.
Yeah.
Well, so Kevin, our singer, is amazing. It's fun. You know, we're lucky to be able to, you know, just jam with him and have him do those songs. So we, you know, what's our next best option? If we can't do Rusty Cage, well, let's do Say Hello to Heaven. And yeah, that's the one that Sean got. Hey, we're starting Outshine, and after this, you're going to have to do Say Hello to Heaven. So hope you're prepared.
Good luck to you. Don't worry, nobody's listening. Yeah. Glenn, I got to ask you then, when putting this all together, because I mean, I joke about on the air calling you the Paul Schaefer of Live Day, but you genuinely were. Like, you were the ringmaster. You mapped it all out with Ryan Castle. And so how did you decide, okay, these are the songs we're going to do, these are the bands we want to have be a part of it?
A lot of it goes back to last year, so we have a lot of bands returning, and then this year, honestly, based on what I've heard on KSW, we have some new bands coming too. Mm-hmm. For example, you guys over the past year have started playing some Kiss.
Yes.
Turns out I know a bunch of guys in this killer Kiss tribute, so it made
sense.
Is that
Almost Human?
Yeah, it's Joe Dredd's project. Yeah, so it made sense to reach out to them immediately, you know what I mean? And that's... a lot of how this all fell together was Ryan said, here's the playlist. Like, Late September Dogs, they're coming back this year, but at the time, you guys were spinning the heck out of that first Cage the Elephant single.
Ain't no rest for the
wind. That's the song. And LSD did a tremendous cover of that.
Asked me to sing it.
Right?
So,
solid.
Yeah. And that's yes. You sound better than the guy. I sat down with Ryan, handed me the playlist, and I'm literally like, oh, dude, LSD does Cage the Elephant. Man, the Van Epps guys know a bunch of, oh, Sweet Emotion, I know those guys. And that's literally how I turned around and figured out who to reach out to was, who do I know that covers these songs? Mm-hmm. And that was kind of how all that started. And then, of course, Kyle and I play together in the new originals.
Yep.
And I reached out to Kyle because I'm like, I'm doing this bumper thing. Would you be willing to get in on? And then, of course, I wanted to make sure Kyle performed. So we had you play guitar with Jamie Nova. What all did you do last year, Kyle?
Last year I did with Van Epps and Jamie Nova.
That's right. That's right.
Hall, I think it was.
That's right, man. We wanted to get you in on a tune as well.
And then
well,
we did Fight for Your Right with Steve and Ted.
That's right. I had forgotten we even did that.
It's easily the best.
Yeah, I know.
Easily the best performance of Live Day.
You.
Besides the beat mix theme.
But literally, I mean, that's how the artists came to me. It was literally Ryan handed me, you know, a suggested playlist. And then I went through that and went, well, I know guys that can do that. And all, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer to have the Soundgarden and Alice tribute because listen to KSW.
I mean, it's a hot rotation.
There's a big and growing Pearl Jam tribute called Washed in Black that I missed the boat on this year because, I mean, I got word of Live Day 6-8 months ago. Some of these guys will tell you that I contacted them 6-8 months ago to say, Tuesday, November 22nd. Do you have any details? No, but
block it off.
Take that day just, off yeah. of work.
The details didn't come till last week.
we had that date
to me
on
or
the
Kyle
calendar.
Either, man. To me or Kyle either.
Yep.
So that's kind of but next year obviously I want to see if we can get the washed and black guys in.
Oh hell yeah!
You know
I love how those guys not only do like the full on plugged in version of Pearl Jam, but they also do the MTV unplugged acoustic version of Pearl Jam as well.
Still one of the coolest. Like it's like that's when drummers everywhere went, wow, the hi-hat's really important, man. Like Dave Abruzzese on Pearl Jam Unplugged.
It's funny you say
was
I got
drummer's
way
high
more
point. Did you get into your hi hat?
I got masturbatory on
Dude,
the hi-hat.
You watch that guy work his hat and you're like, yeah. boy, I'm really missing Excuse out me? On this whole hi-hat thing.
And yeah, I wanted
work
those...
his hat. Well, earlier it's like you made him come, right? And I did not say a word when he said that.
C O M E.
Oh yeah,
totally
okay,
oh,
yeah. That's
oh,
right.
Wait, yeah, yeah. Oh, he made the do I have to beep this face? Are you making a note?
No, I fixed it. By spelling it C O M E, we're fine.
Okay. Everyone's coming to
You're gonna R U N N O F T, huh? Okay.
Well, it's funny you say that because I remember when I was younger and hearing that bird. I'm like, I got to get the little cymbals. I got to get the hi hat going. And
yeah. Oh, he really played his hat. His pocket and grooves killer anyway.
Yeah.
But at the time, I can't remember anyone else really working their hi hat like that. And they needed a lot of splash cymbal work. And it was really showcased in MTV Unplugged.
Oh, and then the breakdown during Porch.
When
Eddie gets all crazy and dances
and
on the chair.
He writes the pro-choice message on his arm. Yeah. But Dave's just tearing the... And I remember every drummer I knew suddenly was like, Dave Abruzzese. And, yep. As a guitarist, I mean, I'm a big drum fan. I'm a beatbox king. But I'm a dude that knows the drummer's name and all the bands I like. And,
100% agree, yeah.
You know, even with Pearl Jam. And I love Matt. He's a tremendous drummer. I think Matt's amazing for Soundgarden. For Pearl Jam, I really... And I love Matt with him. I'm not saying anything bad. I just... someone with a little more bounce. To me, their best... guy was Dave. To
yeah,
me,
I even still for
as
me,
a fan,
I don't
know?
Think all our drummers
and they
in
can
here.
Come up in here.
Let's,
and
let's
beat
have
me
a
up.
Little roundtable about Pearl Jam's drummers because I'm with you, man.
The drummers are taking over the Migs cast.
That's
yeah,
right.
Let's do that.
Matt Cameron. I'm a Matt Cameron
Jake
fan.
Jake Jovanovich. You see Matt Cameron? Okay, I get it.
I love Cameron on Soundgarden. For me, I'm still a Dave Cruising guy. I still love the drumming on 10. I think it's just something. It's and I also love Jack Irons. I mean, Jack Irons on
was a good record.
No Code. No Code's a great record.
See, No Code's
it's raw.
Hail, Hail.
Oh, dude.
Hail,
Present Tense, In My Tree. Come on, Glenn, get out of here. You're done.
Totally versus for me. Totally versus.
Nobody asked you, guitarist.
Yes, God damn it. All the drummers sound in on this and announce who you are first.
Yeah.
I'm Sean again, Morrison. No, that's not my middle name. Not again. I'm with you, Tony.
Versus?
Yay! Yeah, versus. I got to go with versus.
Versus
that's
is
my
awesome.
Favorite Pearl Jam record.
Abruzzese is my favorite. Cruising second.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry, Dave, if you're listening.
I'd say for Pearl Jam, for me, Abruzzese is like hands down the Pearl Jam drummer. Like he's just got such a swing and such a feel to, and a lot of power behind like when he plays, which is really, infectious on what I'm listening to. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Matt Cameron, man, you don't get more solid than that.
No, Matt Cameron's arguably one of the greatest rock drummers that has ever hit a drum.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's funny how I, in a weird way, he... does Pearl Jam's music great. Like, don't get me wrong, but like I do agree that the other drummers almost served the songs better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This question is kind of asking, like, what's your favorite sexual position?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There are, so, all of them.
It's the Abruzzese is the best position.
So what do we got? We got Matt Cameron, what do you say? Matt Cameron's like missionary. I would say Abruzzese then has to be doggy. Cruisin's reverse cowgirl.
This is the drummer sutra.
Yeah. Irons.
Weird.
Yeah. What do we say Irons is? I think he's more
so
just like
Cameron,
in a romantic.
Dude?
I said he's missionary.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can't complain about missionary.
It works.
That's solid.
It's solid. It's solid. Right. You're guaranteed to have a good time.
It's proven to work.
You're
for
in control.
Many years.
I don't think any other show has ever just
you don't have to worry about anything going in the wrong place,
right?
Which is important as a drummer.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You're completely, I guess, in sync with the other person.
Wow.
No? Are we going too far, Rev?
No, not at all.
All right, now let's talk guitarists in sexual positions.
Wait,
all right.
The guitarist begs the question, if Matt Cameron is missionary position for Pearl Jam, what is he for Soundgarden?
A full-on orgy.
Seriously.
I'd agree.
Caligula.
He's the Kama Sutra of Soundgarden. Yeah, it's on. Dude, going to that Temple of the Dog show, I don't know if anyone had the chance to go check it out. I was fortunate enough. Okay, so JT, you went.
Yeah, last night I made it.
What did you think about their version of Cornell Seasons?
Oh, you mentioned that earlier.
They did it with the full band plugged in.
But yeah, the full band plugged in. No, that was that was a highlight. And then, as you mentioned, the just Cornell with the acoustic guitar himself.
Yeah, when he did Mother Love Bone.
The encore, yeah, started the encore. Pink Floyd. I mean, the whole thing was great. You know,
also,
can't say anything bad.
Four-walled Temple of the Dog song, which just sounded incredible live. I thought that was great. And there's so many great moments, dude. It was just such a... But one of my highlights...
Every Temple song was fantastic. And they did a bunch of the... You know, as obviously, you know, and nobody else knows. Sorry. all of the Mother Love Bone songs. I mean, It was a great tribute. It was exactly what it should have been.
It felt like five guys just showing love for each other and the contribution that they've made to Seattle music. In addition to doing like Jimi Hendrix and doing some, I mean, the Led Zeppelin Achilles Last Stand version was just like, mind blown.
Amazing.
They played Achilles Last Stand?
Yeah.
I just want to throw out that I did get an option to attend Sunday and I didn't go because I was here setting this up.
Well, clearly your priorities are effed up.
Yeah, right. If I'd have known they were covering Achilles Last Stand, I would have called Jason and been like, you on your own.
I would have taken your ticket and let you set my crap up, dude.
Dude, it was the Achilles Last Stand cover. It was even funny because Cornell was like, originally when we were going to do this, I didn't want to because I felt like this is something that we should just do in a practice space and not do in front of people, but we're going to do it anyway. And Cornell nailed it vocally, but MacReady was on another level with not only that, but also the Hendrix cover that he did.
Yeah.
No, did Vedder show up?
No. He showed up for the Seahawks game.
Yeah. He was at home sipping wine. Come on, as he should be.
Kind of weird, but you know what? The crowd
wasn't going hungry.
No. He didn't have to steal any bread. No, he was fine. He didn't have to reach down for anything.
No, I had the thought last night of looking at all of the guys on stage and how many hours I've spent listening to some music they were involved with. Mm-hmm. Obviously Cornell and Pearl Jam. I mean, all of the music they have made and how much time I've spent with that in my CD player in the ear. That was a highlight moment for me just to see those guys performing it. And as you said, they were showing love for themselves in the scene, but they've contributed an incredible amount of stuff.
100% agree.
Oh yeah, and that was a special moment,
dude. And a couple days before that, speaking of Mother Love Bone, and I thought they did a great job of the. You know, I'm a huge Mother Love Bone fan, and it was awesome. Obviously, Cornell's voice is not Andy Wood's voice. Not saying one's better or not, but it's different. So, but it was still cool to hear them take and interpret Mother Love Bone songs. But a couple nights before that, I don't know if anyone had a chance to go to the Candlebox show, that was at the Neptune Theater. Candlebox performs. My buddy Sean, who I'm sure you guys know, he's a drummer, great drummer for The Guessing Game. He plays drums for others. Sean Zeller, phenomenal drummer. They bring him up on stage for the encore to play drums with Candlebox, which was, and Jeff Angel was also up there. And then they do Bone China, the Mother Love Bone song.
Ooh, yeah.
And I got it, so some of you could hear it in the headphones. If not, I apologize. But I got the YouTube video of them performing it. If the guys in Mother Love Bone ever decided to do a couple of like reunion shows, Kevin Martin... I did not realize. I mean, I know
Kevin's a hell of a singer. I've always thought that, man.
Underrated, and I feel like he never got, because it was the second wave of Seattle music, so I think he kind of got, unfortunately, not given the respect he deserves.
Commercially, Lucy wasn't that big of a success, though. I thought it was an incredible record. And then Happy Pills, I thought was an incredible record as well. But by then, I think Maverick was allocating their funds to what they had to or do whatever to keep the label afloat, even still afloat.
Their last record was great, too, with Sweet Summertime and a couple other songs I thought were really good.
That Happy Pills? No. They put out another one, all original lineup. I never got that album. Yeah. I didn't get that album, man.
It's actually a really good record. And now they got, speaking of Pearl Jam, they've got the which version of Sex Is He? I can't remember. Dave Cruzan is the drummer of Candlebox right now.
Oh, really?
But so they perform Bone China, and just listen to Kevin Martin's voice. It's eerie how much he sounds like Andy.
Doesn't know what's happening right now. There's three sets of headphones going around. 12 people in the studio.
The cast is getting it, right?
Everyone on the cast is listening. Yeah.
But they know what's happening in this room. We're quiet because we're sharing.
vibe and inflection. That's cool.
I'm missing in the best bootleg, but you can pick it.
Totally into it, man. I never look convinced. They took me to church. I made the same face. It's like, really? He created all this? Why? Looks like trouble to me.
So I just thought that was unbelievable.
Oh, it's killing.
What a great way to start the weekend. You got Candlebox doing some Mother Love Bone. Then get into the weekend, Temple of the Dog, and they do a handful of Mother Love Bone songs. So that was really, really a fun experience.
That's awesome, man.
As a Mother Love Bone fan, I was geeking out. I might have watched the Mother Love Bone Earth Affair documentary yesterday for the second
time. You got your whole Mother Love Bone.
I got that vinyl.
Like, they sent you Mother's Love Bone. You got like the whole kit.
You've been love boning.
Yeah. I've been love boning since the 90s.
Yeah. They got a love boner.
Well, I want to pass the mic. I really want to get a bunch of you guys to talk about your Live Day experience as well.
Absolutely.
And I'll pass this microphone that way to get some more voices on that. As soon as someone passes the whiskey my way, I think maybe would be a good...
That bottle was full, and we're almost done with the bottle of whiskey, and we're not even like
Mazel
Tov!
Musicians.
There's 12 people in here.
Yeah.
All right, anyone wants to step up? What was your favorite experience for Live Day? And Glenn, you can stick on that one. We got two other microphones, man.
Yeah, that's your microphone, bro.
Glenn,
I'll stick on this one.
Yeah.
You know?
You're an official member.
This big fuzzy purple thing points at my face every Tuesday.
And yeah, it does.
Helps me make whatever it is I make. All right, the problem is the camera is sort of the Glenn cam, so I'm kind of,
I don't even think that camera's doing
anything. It's not even anything on right now.
Yeah, for all we know. So.
Oh, good.
For all we know.
Right, the internet's like, all I see is this blonde, furry pyramid of sad. Can we get a different angle? Can we get a different camera angle, please?
That sounds like my college years.
Pretty sure Glenn used to dance under that.
Let's ask the Superfecta guys.
Yeah!
What was your experience like? Favorite moment? That doesn't even have to be something that you guys were a part of, but just what was a favorite experience of Live Day for you guys?
I'll tell you exactly something that I really enjoyed was doing the bumper music. It's piece of cake, but when you got somebody like Gas doing Christopher Walken and Tracy Morgan, took every ounce of my energy not to lose my crap, dude. Like, I'm trying to play the piano and stuff and listen to that, dying.
What about for you guys?
Nice. Oh, wow. Just being a part of this was amazing. A lot of awesome musicians. Every single one of you guys rocked it, and gals.
This got to feel like a cool version of a high school reunion, like with people you like. Like, you don't get to see each other a lot.
Kind of surreal for me, you know. I don't spend a lot of time at the radio station. I listen to it all the time. So
for me,
it's just surreal, you know, just to be here and be a part of it was amazing. I got my GED.
A good enough diploma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just on the same page with you, Mike. I just liked being here and having a chance to watch it and see everything crazy.
And Steve, I don't know about you, but walking into this at 4 a.m. with a million people in here,
right?
It was overwhelming. There were so many times where everyone's running around doing their thing, and I'm standing around, and I'm just like, should I be doing something right now, or at least just getting the hell out of the way? Like, all of you guys, congratulations on just
staying focused.
Staying focused, coming in here at 4 a.m. Like,
who says we're focused?
Compared to what we are, today was a focus day.
Iron Mike Savoia pulled me aside, and at some point I was in scramble mode. I had to set something, then run to get something, and then I think we were up, and I couldn't find my guitar strap, so I was running. But at that point, I still had my hair
pulled
back.
Which was in his guitar case, I'd like to add.
Well,
no, it wasn't.
There's a little compartment in my guitar case where I keep everything but my strap. I never... ever put my strap in there ever.
That's where I used to hide my marijuana so my parents wouldn't find it.
Well, mainly it's because my strap usually has a wireless body pack on there and it simply won't fit. Mm-hmm. So when I opened my case and pulled my guitar out, I went, okay, my strap must be elsewhere, because it, you know, it'd be like, your car keys were in the freezer. Didn't you expect to find them there? It was kind of like that for me. But Savoia apparently snapped a shot. At that time, I had my hair pulled back, and when I pulled my hair back, I sort of double it over and then put a second ponytail holder on. So it makes like sort of this hair log thing that hangs
hair
like
log.
Sort of a hair stump. And
can
he
you
said
just
he got this
dance under that
a
name.
Hair stump. He got this great shot of just the hair stump wiggling in the air as I ran by. So I really want to see that photo.
Hair log opening up for psychedelic jizz.
Hair log. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I want him to fly some cartoon eyes onto it, you know, and we can name it, you know.
Hair log. Yeah. Tony, what about for you, man?
I mean, I had a weird, well, one, getting up at 4 a.m. was crazy.
Yeah, welcome to my hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't do it often, so
not a musician.
You got to give me.
Right. I'm waking up when you guys are loading out
the
club, typically. Like, I got up at 2 in the morning today. It was just like,
oh,
ugh.
Dude, wow. Yeah. But I was really foggy. The weird moment for me was we were supposed to go on at like 6:05. Right?
Yeah.
So we're in there, we're sound checked, and we're ready. And at this moment, it's like, I'm not nervous. It's all good. Dude,
that same thing happened to me.
I don't know what it is about playing on air, but dude, 5,000 people, no problem. I get hyper and excited. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't wait. This was like, oh my God, right? But I was fine. And then it kept going.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was 6:10.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was 6:15. Dude, by the time we got queued at like 6:17, I was like, oh, my God, in my head. I was just like, oh, my God. Okay, what is the first note? What is the, oh, God. Okay, is it right there? Oh, it's no, it is not there. Oh,
are,
dude,
are we still talking about live day? Or is this like a reenactment?
Still talking about
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, dude, I hear you.
It was,
it's funny because for
so,
us, I'll do like stage announcements for when I just recently got to do the stage announcement before Shinedown performed at the Tacoma Dome, and everyone's like, oh, that must be easy and fun for you. I'm like, no, every time I feel like I'm going to crap my pants when I got to be holding a microphone in front of 10,000 people or 5,000 or whatever it is terrifying. And they're like, well, you do radio every day. I'm like, it's a whole different world. Like, my world is flipped. Like,
yeah,
you
totally
guys,
opposite for me, man.
Like, for me, like doing this with a microphone, I don't really think about all the people listening. I just think about the people that are in the room or the caller, whatever it may be. But so it's funny to hear the perspective that you guys have, because mine is completely the opposite, because what you guys do all the time and do with such confidence and just slay, I am on the verge of crapping myself every time.
Well, that was me this morning, and I think I'm clean.
I don't know. Those Foley artists got a little weird. Let's talk to the Van Epps dudes. I want to hear about your guys' experience. What were some of your favorite memories? And just jump on the mic.
Come on, rhythm section.
Rhythm section here. I like how fast-paced it is. It's a good change of pace. So you walk in, you're like, oh, you got 4 minutes, then you're on, you're scrambling to plug in all your stuff. You get in there, and they're like, all right, go. And everything's dead quiet. Can't remember if your tuner pedal's on or whatnot. And we're all drinking, so definitely have to do it.
At 7:12 a.m.
Just in time.
When you get up at 4, 7:12 feels like noon, so it's all
right. Yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah, 10 a.m. is like dinner time for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say probably, this is Brad from Van Epps. I think probably it wasn't real for me until the guy who called us in and say, hey, you're on in like 2 minutes or whatever, get in there, put your stuff up and get ready to go. Like, I was just like, okay, it's going to happen. And he's like, Van Epps, go. And I'm like, oh crap.
That's us.
Okay. And it's kind of like the Tony experienced the little freak out moment of, okay, this is about to happen. Only we didn't have the delay you had. Ours was a little bit, but not too much. And then yours was just like 12 minutes of hell, I'm sure.
It just kept going. And like every minute, I'm like, dude, I'm still good.
And it's
like,
our fault because
like
we're still
like the first like 3 minutes. Yeah, it's totally your fault. And I'm blaming you and I'm drinking your whiskey for it.
That's right. But keep drinking it. We're not done with this podcast until that whole bottle's gone.
Chug. I'm into it.
Oh, rain.
Oh, boy. Rainstone. Yeah.
I'm the finisher.
What about Jake and Matt? Memories for you guys?
I'm not going for it.
I you know, the thing I love about this town and about this
Rangers
community,
finished the bottle.
Holy moly.
Wow! I actually wanted some of that.
Thanks
man.
For sharing.
Missionary.
My hero.
Don't pour that one in there.
We've got that box.
That's mango tequila. That's my concoction.
Glenn, we've got that box in the other room.
What, the whiskey's gone.
I love your box.
It's a flask. Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. We got derailed by substance abuse, but please, you're about to say something touching and beautiful. Please.
The whiskey's gone.
The funny part is that Matt's like, no problem. I'm just going to drink out of this flask while everyone interrupts me.
Nobody told me that the Dr. Pepper
I'm not
had
gonna lie, the whiskey's better than what's in the flask.
So I, that's why it tasted funny, man. I mixed it with the bourbon.
Oh, you missed.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So you mixed Dr. Pepper tequila with bourbon?
Yeah, it was not good.
That was awesome. Oh, wait, that's what I
think you're drinking it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I finished it, but when I pounded it, I was like, boy, that tasted weird. I wonder why Sean handed that to me.
Sorry. Alcohol.
We'll just keep adding stuff to that at this point.
I like that alcohol.
Wait, wait, alcohol causes a total
stop. You just non-discriminate.
You just now grew a beard and get jarred.
Matt,
what the hell
Matt,
are you talking about?
Hey, Matt, yes. Matt just turned alcohol into a two-syllable word. He goes, alcohol.
At 11:05 a.m.
Speaking of alcohol, when alcohol. I first got here, so our call time wasn't quite as bad. Ours was at 7 a.m., which still for us is terrible, but I walk in and I'm seeing all these Rainier cans placed strategically around the room that we're all hanging out in. I'm just kind of like looking for a cooler of the cool Rainier cans that we get a drink, and I'm not finding any. And so while we're getting ready to play, I'm talking to Ryan, and I'm like, hey, man, where's the beer that we can drink? I see a lot of, like, dummy cans out there. He's like, oh, dude, just grab one. You're fine. I'm like, okay, good. So as soon as we were done playing, I started drinking. But no, out of all seriousness, though, like, I love this community that we have here. Like, you know, Windowpane, Superfecta, Jarflies, everybody, like, you know, Clover Jane. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, it's just such a beautiful rock community we have
too,
here.
Man.
And stop dry humping me.
That on camera.
That's right. I mean, actually, keep dry humping me.
Hey, dude, I agree, man. It's fun to watch you guys, and especially like even like when we did Mix Fest and other shows. It's just really cool to see all of you guys supporting each other. It's, and that's something I've noticed in Seattle when I moved out here. When I was playing, like, you know, in high school bands in New York, it was very competitive. It wasn't about a community. When I came out here, I was fortunate enough to be a part of it. And now, as an outsider, it's so much fun to see what you guys all do together.
Oh, you're not an outsider, my friend. You're in the community.
Oh,
don't worry.
Nice. Deep in it.
Well, you got to understand, man. You remember? You ever seen Toy Story, dude?
Sorry about that.
You remember the movie Toy Story where there's all the little green aliens?
Yeah.
And they're like, that claw! And one alien gets selected by the claw and taken away?
Yeah.
We see you as one of us that escaped the glass box.
Get me back in.
We're all in the glass. You're a drummer from the scene. You've got your own radio show now. Yeah. We're all in the glass box like, Steve was taken by the claw. Someday we'll be taken by the claw. So, brother, you're one of us.
Pull me back
Google
in the box.
Gobble, we accept you, Google.
I want it back in the box. I want back in the box.
No, you don't.
See that?
No, you don't.
Jake, what about you, man?
I'd say, you know, just kind of going off of what Matt was saying earlier, that this scene is so, it's tight. Like, we have a very tight scene, and, like, we come to the station today, and I know almost everybody here, and it's such a great community, and this is full of so many great people, you know, Windowpane, Jar of Flies, Superfecta, and, like, you know, goes on, the 10 Miles Wide.
Hell just yeah.
So many great bands, but on top of that, so many great people, like, honestly, some lifelong friends that are, you know, through this music community, and it's
that's
fantastic.
What you hope for. Yeah.
And, you know, being able to do this on Live Day is such an honor for our band and for all of our bands. Like, it's a awesome thing that doesn't happen very
Hell
often.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really appreciate the station, appreciate Mixcast, I appreciate all the bands, Aww. All the people. It's fantastic. This
Thank
is
you.
A great community.
That's awesome.
You're going to make me cry, bro.
No, that was nice.
Don't mind if I do.
Well, it's one of those things where you always hope to be, you always think back on those special moments in time, and I think this is one of those special moments in time.
Dude, seriously,
right?
Like, last year, after everything was said and done, you and I went in Hair Club's office and were exchanging some whiskey.
Dude.
And I said something to you that still holds true, and I think that it probably means a little bit more to you since that you're a part of the KSW family, is that I was in radio and I was part of, this is family to me, but I'm also part of the, you know, the music community in Seattle. So when Live Day happens, it's those two families coming together. It seriously is like Christmas to me. So
yeah,
I think that's why
Christmas
it's so much
to
fun.
All of us, man.
Yeah.
It's fun because we like each other.
When that happened last year, when I saw an opportunity to gather as many of my friends that I thought knew these covers as possible, as it wasn't selective, it was just, they know that song, they know that, but these local artists, some of which had never set foot in the station before last year, Kyle, to be able to come up and perform on air to that kind of audience, to that, I mean, it's really, really special. And this is something that I don't think any rock station across America is doing for its music community. And I'm not even 100% sure that the people at KSW really understand what it means to our music community to have local artists at the core of this program. Yeah. I mean, you still got the BJ and Migs show, you still got the Men's Room, but one thing I keep saying to Dave Richards is or Hair Club rather, but you have to understand that you're championing the Seattle music community. You're championing people that don't have the same kind of opportunities that existed 20, 30 years ago for artists. And it's an amazingly cool thing.
Yeah, dude,
and yeah, Kyle, it's Christmas, brother, all the way around, man. Yeah, I love you, dude.
And to be able to play on a station that I tune into every single day, like, it's a huge honor. Like,
thank you.
Yeah. It's a really cool thing to be able to hear all of our peers on this format.
I agree.
You know, yeah. That's
why I'm glad also we could do this.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, this is awesome. I mean, thank you.
Minus fire, it feels like we're in a campfire.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we just need some marshmallows and
let's do the fire.
Yeah. I'll grab some s'mores.
Start getting together
about
the year, you know, a little
get together. I actually want to get your Sons of Mercury, I was not exposed to until now, and man, blew me away today.
Grab the mic, sweetheart.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, please tell us about your experience and also ways people can find you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great because, I mean, you know, you feel alive.
Yeah.
That's what Live Date does for us.
It's an adrenaline rush.
Oh,
100%.
Totally.
Well,
yeah,
you talk about so people pulling together, I mean, to try and increase the sound quality. We put one of those plexiglass sound shields up around the drum set. Well, I met Kat Sunday night to pick that up.
Charlie Shields.
Yeah. So, you know, Kat and Charlie are even, you know, a hand in how we're making today physically happen. Like, that's the kind of pooling that goes on, man.
Super cool.
You know, we're giggling in her driveway. It was right after the Seahawks game. She's like, can you carry that thing by yourself? Is it going to fit in your trunk?
Oh,
you know,
heavy as hell.
Yeah, you know, and then here she is this morning singing on the air.
It's so easy to be a singer.
Yeah.
Labor of love, they call it, right?
Yeah.
How much fun is it to sing Dio?
Oh, so fun. Oh, my God. John Evans and I have a blast doing that. Yeah. Dio, oh God, we hit it all in that. Sons of Mercury's great, you know. Yeah. Dude Dickinson.
Do the comments that were coming into while you guys were performing.
Oh,
just not just from the text lines, but even from the green room.
Oh, yeah. It's just,
you know, you see people
it's
on
such an honor.
You know, you look around at all your peers going, dude, are you
so
hearing
fun.
This? You know.
Oh yeah, when everyone's crowding that around that little glass window in the production room. I mean, I had a couple opportunities to watch all of you guys. I remember even just like watching like the Van Epps guys and just locking eyes with Jake. I'm like, you're killing it as Dave Grohl right now. Way to go.
Oh man, and I had told those guys, and I didn't realize this, but Ryan had withheld sort of all the song choices from Hair Club. So when Van Epps went into the Knack and started ripping into My Sharona, like, Hair Club's head almost exploded. He was giddy and bouncing up and down. And then you said BJ was in
he
just
lost
like,
his mind.
What? What?
Well, you know, both of them
you guys killed it. You just, man. Well, that's part of the thing. I mean, so many experiences, dude, but we were checking the mixes, you know, we wanted to make sure what was going on in the world was good. And I went to a B studio and I was hearing what we were outpulsing, and it was during the Jar of Flies set. And I just grabbed my phone and used the recorder to record a little bit of it to bring back to Grace, who's the engineer that's responsible for all that. And she's, you know, standing in punji sticks taking machine gun fire. She's mixing this. So between songs, I brought it back and I said, here's your mix. And I pressed play and I held up my arm so she could see the goosebumps on my arms.
Oh,
that's cool.
Because I was that excited about what I heard my friends do, you know, JT and Rain and all my friends are doing this. And then it's the same thing here in, you know, the Superfecta guys when they were, I could hear Kyle, the Hero cover was insane, but then the speakers out in the green room were off, so we were just hearing what leaked through the door, and I heard You Go High and Simple Man, and again, the hair stood up on the back of my neck.
Somebody
and
even
then Van Epps are in there, and I'm just in awe. I'm filming them through the door going, these guys are so good that we don't belong within 200 yards of them. And these are my peers. These are my friends. These are the people that I get to be around. And, man, you talk about blessed.
Oh, dude.
I love
year,
and respect you all
feeling.
So much, man. I love and respect you
dude,
all
I love,
so much.
There was a texter that's like, while you guys are doing Simple Man, it's like, wow, this sounds so much better than the Shine Down version.
Oh,
like,
Kyle, man. And I didn't have a mix. I didn't have a mix. I heard You Go High, and I'm telling you, man. Dude.
Last year, I had the same feeling when I left. It's just going, my God, My peers are amazing.
I mean, how the heck
did I end up in this? Like, you know, it's a.
I joke about that before.
And the same thing today.
I'm always glad when I could tell my friends that play in bands that their bands are good because I've had experiences in my life where bands have sucked, and I'm like, oh, this is so nice. Like with all you guys, so talented, and not just talented, but I mean, there's something about being talented and also being artistically creative. And obviously, you guys weren't able to flex that this morning, but I mean, I've heard all of your guys' stuff and song wise from all of you guys: Superfecta, Clover Jane, Van Abs. I mean, just every window pane, of course, and just
these bands,
songs are great.
We may not be able to play our own music as a result of trying to recreate a KSMU playlist, but the exposure for the artists involved is tremendous, and that's the gift of the station, man. I mean, that's.
Well, we've talked about that before.
Man.
I've always said I can't necessarily play a local band, but I think it was the last podcast. But
yeah.
I sure as F can talk about it, and this was a great opportunity to be like, hey, we can talk about it, and I think Rev could go on alongside with me in that. That not only can we talk about it, but we could also then be like, here, see, we told you these guys are talented.
Absolutely, like it's so cool just to be able to hear it all live too. And that was the thing, just sitting in my booth and just being able to jam out. And I mean, at one point,
was funny because of how you're dressed. It was fun to watch.
I know. So I'm just like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, this is pretty cool. And yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Rev is the sharpest man within 20 miles of here.
I'm not lying.
Billy Gibbons is blushing because you're that sharply dressed.
Well, now I'm blushing.
And his beard is more awesome than Billy's.
I did see you get some guff in the bathroom, though.
Oh, God, yeah. That was, well, yeah.
That wasn't guff, Sean.
Did you make stool? What happened?
No, dude, I could. I had today, during the entirety of the show, I ate 3 Oreos because I didn't want to have to poop trying to take off this. Like, I've got suspenders, this vest.
My man.
Like, there's just too many things going on with that.
That's awesome.
By the way, it's the Migscast. It's always going to deteriorate into sex or stool at some point.
Yeah, sometimes that's at the same time.
Well, this is a terrible transition because I want to ask the Clover Jane guys their experience. Because, I mean, now you give them multiple duty. Clover Jane. Got Outshine, Jar of Flies. I mean, you guys have your hand in this. And what was your experience? Like, we got Rain also here and then also JT.
I have no idea what everybody was talking about. I showed up at 5:30, immediately found coffee, vodka. My life has been great ever since I got here. Everybody's talking about the struggle and how awesome it is. I've known how awesome it is. I knew who was coming. I knew how amazing it was going to be. I'm glad that you all have finally caught up and understood how awesome the scene is and that you're finally used this opportunity to be appreciative of how good everyone is. So I'm really just like, okay, recap. Cool. Sweet.
Mic drop.
Let's go get pizza.
Rain doesn't remember his performance.
And it's a good thing because everyone adored it.
It's on record.
Suck.
It's on record. We'll create that.
It's been fantastic, and you know, why wouldn't it be?
Now,
and people will say that it's awesome, and I'm like, I know, it's a burden. It's okay. We're used to it. We have broadened up shoulders. We can carry the cross. And if we carry the cross, we know how to pull the nails out, too. It's all good. So we're strong. We're good.
No.
That was awesome. That was awesome. What about you, JT?
My hands hurt now. No, everyone's echoed it. This community is amazing. The support that you guys show for allowing, you know, local bands for Migs Fest at Studio 7 with Windowpane 10 Miles Wide and Clover Jane. Yeah, everyone had
Superfecta,
a blast. I mean,
Superfecta
Long Island.
Yes. Oh, sorry. You were there.
Yes.
Sorry. My memory is slipping here.
Mm-hmm. We were
Mock Society.
Oh, yeah,
Wyatt Only in the Wreckage.
We you remember everybody. Steve.
I remember everybody. I don't remember the show.
The best
point of that night was me walking up to Steve going, "Happy birthday, buddy," and him looking at me for about 5 seconds going, "Yeah." Not even knowing who the heck I was.
Clearly, he doesn't remember this night.
Perfect.
I don't remember that.
Totally.
I didn't know who he was. Not you, Rain.
Let's just say I blame Lion Pride Music and the party bus.
The problem is,
Levi.
At that point, man, when you say happy birthday, he needs a little time to reflect.
Right.
On that, because that's a lot to process.
Well, I didn't have any
my man was enhanced. You thought Bruce Banner was enhanced? The gamma radiation was flowing through Steve. I got on the bus. The gamma radiation had hit, but he hadn't become a green monster with super strength. His teeth were glowing, which was fascinating and terrifying. He wasn't in any pain. So when you said happy birthday and there was that long pause, that's because his brain was going, now what?
I was reflecting. Is it a happy birthday? Am I happy? I'm not sure. I can't tell right now because I can't feel anything below my eyes.
You had to process how awesome this Seattle music scene is. You had to go through every band, every possible scenario, every Migscast memory, everything in order to be able to answer that question. I took you a while.
It may have been sheer terror because when you said happy birthday, his brain went, you have to sing later.
Deliciousness. No, his brain short-circuited long before
it short-circuited before I got the studio set. Around Federal Way when it finally stopped working. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Hey, I noticed we're about ready to wrap things up. This has actually been one of my favorite podcasts.
This is amazing.
Been so much
why
fun.
Wouldn't it be?
Exactly. Because we got that cross on our back.
No, this is feeding off the live day teat. Of course this is going to be the best one.
I am proud that we
teat.
We finished off the entire bottle. Which is impressive.
Someone had to come in and set the example. Just saying.
I'm putting everybody on the spot. Right. Whoever wants to grab the guitar.
We also got shakers.
Let's see what we can do. What song are we? Glenn, I'm putting. You're the Paul Schaefer.
Half step down.
Kyle, why don't we do Lime and the Coconut?
Let's do the Pete Townsend Smash the Guitar Against the Wall song.
Lime. Doctor! You know, what do you want to do, Kyle?
Kumbaya.
Oh, yeah.
I love this. This is going to be great.
This is amazing.
No. This is going downhill quick.
Just grab one of those radio mics and stuff it in there.
But if we're going to use a mic on the guitar, use the better quality one.
Yeah,
right
use
there.
The good one.
Yeah.
What do you want to play, Kyle?
No.
Or use Rev's.
Just come over here, bro.
Here, Kyle, you use Rev's mic right there for guitar.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet we could pull off.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on a second.
Do you think we could?
Hold on. Why are we miking Matt's dong right now?
For a photo.
Okay, I just want to make sure we understand what's
actually
going on right now.
I heard Matt's penis do a version of Eminem's "Will the Real Slim Shady Please Stand
Up?" Shot. Hold on.
And I was blown away.
Well, in the spirit, we could do Effort Gently.
I don't know the words.
We don't have to say any of the bad.
We could all sing the choruses. We could get our Jerry Maguire on. Do you know Free Fallin'?
Free Fallin'?
Free Ballin'?
Yeah,
I could get the
so
lyrics.
You go G C and then G C D and you do that for 5 minutes and they write you a check for $1 million. Just ask Tom.
There it is.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. Something else too. Someone join me.
Crazy about Elvis.
Loves horses. And a boyfriend too.
Yeah.
It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Yeah, I'm free. On the bad boys standing in the shadows, and all the good girls go home with broken hearts. Yeah, I'm
free,
That well, I mean, that was pretty happening,
yeah,
man.
You know, you're having a love the one you're with. Not the one you're with is a good.
No,
I know. No one ever knows that.
No, I know. That's because we're all monogamous.
Because we do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. Damn. No, good call.
It's just easy. As
Brad, you want to play?
There we go. Yeah, let's get that mic over on Brad, man.
Brad, come over here. And use this mic. That way everyone can still sing over there.
Now, for a long time, I used to make Tony laugh all the time because I would do this song as Bob Dylan.
You do yourself.
She do,
Indiana town. Good looking, mama. Never was
I'm
going
to go
around.
Real quick, run to the other room and get my tambourine.
Okay. There's pigeons now in Margaret Square. She's standing in her underwear. Look at that. Nightfall will be coming soon. Yeah, if you do the whole thing as Bob Dylan, six people will laugh and everyone else will leave.
Or you can do it as AC/DC.
Oh, we got a couple fiddles. You guys good?
I got my tambourine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's adorable.
That's right.
I want a hug. Come on.
Come over here. All right, so do you need the lyrics again?
No, I'll follow Matt. He knows everything.
Yeah, he does. After this, we're doing Justin
Steve
Timberlake.
Hands me the phone, and I'm like...
We do know Justin Timberlake.
I know.
Matt's been bringing the sexy back since before Justin was getting paid.
Jeez. I don't know about that. Mouseketeers, bro. It happened.
This is awesome.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the Indiana town, had a good-looking mom who never walked around. But she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on them Indiana nights. Ooh. Ooh. down here, the age of 18, blew the boys away with more than they seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving.
We said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving.
On. We keep moving on.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Want some Andy's, Bob?
I don't know what I've been told.
You never slow down, you never grow old.
Tired of screwing up, tired of going down.
Tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yeah. Honey, put on that party dress.
Buy me a drink,
sing me a song.
Take me as I come,
cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer's creeping in, and I'm tired of this town again.
Give it to him,
Kyle. Guitar solo, come on. Give me a little more, come on.
Down in Market Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room.
Nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh yeah. Honey, put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit the last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Give me some more of that guitar, come on.
Gentlemen, the Live Day Misfits.
Yeah! That was freaking awesome.
Featuring Matt from Van Epps on lead vocals.
Big hand for Matt.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Bring it home.
Big hand for all
guys,
of you
guys. That was awesome. That was honestly really cool. I can't
Steve,
wait
to, no more.
Can't wait to hear this back later.
One more. Let's do some Kiss.
Kiss. The Kiss tribute band will be here later.
I don't want that band. I want us. It's time for me to sing.
I think Kyle knows Detroit Rock City, and I'll mic you up. I'll tie you up, mic you up.
I will be at the bar.
A.K.A. the lounge on the
JT Phillips is out.
Oh, we lost Sean.
Sean Morrison's out.
Sean and JT.
You know you've done something right when you've just driven out two people from the podcast. And it wasn't because of the Rev's ass.
Half of a great band just left. If a bass player and a singer leave, I mean, we might be in trouble. Who knows what they'll start down the hall.
Well, hey, thank you guys as well. Again, again, Superfecta, Van Epps, Sons of Mercury, Clover Jane, Jar of Flies, Outshined, Windowpane, all of you guys for being a part of this live day this morning. I know it continues later on this afternoon. For anyone who is listening to this today on a Tuesday, you might want to tune in at 2 o'clock. Well, you should tune in at 2 o'clock this afternoon on the Men's Room, because we're doing it all over again. Live music all day. What bands are playing in the afternoon?
Oh, I should know that. Late September Dogs coming in. Yep. Very Aussie tribute is coming in. Windowpane, we're really, really, really excited about this, because KSW has been spinning our songs in 2016. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We get to play one of our own songs this afternoon at 5 o'clock, so we're really excited about that. We're going to play Underfoot. The Kiss tribute. Oh, yeah, me too, bro.
Get drunker.
Me too. Well, or not. It'll be like every other shit. You know, we did Mixfest. I was like,
don't make promises you can't keep.
Dude, Mixfest was being streamed to like 41 countries, and it was oversold, and I'm like, I'm not getting hammered tonight. I don't remember our performance.
And you guys crushed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even my bandmates were like, man, the other night rocked. And I was like, thank God I'm off the hook. I was so worried, man.
You ever have those? I used to have that a lot, where you'd wake up the next day and like one of your band members would contact you and like, is this going to be the talk?
Yeah.
Did I do something wrong the night before?
Well, I remember calling Sean one time like, hey, buddy. Hey, thanks for hanging the other night, dude. By the way, you left your jacket. And he's like, no, Glenn, I gave you that jacket. And I'm like, Oh, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I gave it to you. Don't you remember? And I'm like, it was like a long, touching thing, the gift. And then he was like, yeah. And then, you know, before that, for a while, we talked a lot about, you know, my songwriting. And I was like, oh, God, no. Oh, no. Oh, what did I say? And we were still friends.
Pregnant.
Yeah, we were still friends. We were still friends. I got a coat out of it, and we were still friends. So, and that was back when he was still in No Ground.
That's a win-win.
Yeah. I keep waiting to wake up with like less teeth and be like, last night was the night.
Yep. I finally pissed them off. Well, thank you guys. Seriously.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Yes. And honestly, I don't know. I speak for maybe the Rev. I speak for myself and say that this was my favorite podcast we've ever done.
I can't wait to hear this 100%. Back. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for the campfire vibe.
Dude, those songs were awesome.
That was
really good. That was really
good.
Cool.
And only a few of us had like headphones, but I was hearing the headphone mix, and I got to tell you, it sounded sick. It was really good.
Dude, we are great songwriters.
Yeah. We all
know. Tom Petty should thank us.
I'm not even kidding. I remember learning Free Fallin' years ago, and I was like, oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, like freestyle rapping? That's freestyle rock and roll.
I know.
And I got to give props to Tony, who played the empty bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
It's not the first time.
It's really hard to screw up a song.
He's often played the empty bottle of whiskey.
Are you mad that the bottle of whiskey's gone? Because we can get another bottle of whiskey.
And then we
can
do another episode.
No, he's got a whole box of whiskey. If you listen to the previous Mixcast, I was drinking during the cast because I was depressed because I had to go to work later.
Me today.
And there was a box of whiskey in Steve's office that I put my fingers in repeatedly. It was sort of a high school thing.
You put your fingers in the whiskey?
We call it the box of
in
happiness.
I licked the box. I put my fingers in the box, and then I got the whiskey out of the box. Rev, are you writing all that down so you can beep it later?
Nope. It's live day. There are no beeps. Hey, I think lunch is served out there. I noticed some people walking around with some food, so
cool.
Rub down. Thank you, guys. Yeah. We're going to get out of here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you again. Live day was a great success. Let's get out of here. Thank you, Glenn, as always.
I love you, man.
And extra thanks for putting
all
this together.
See you next Tuesday.
We will see you next Tuesday. Hey, everyone, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy some food.
Yeah.
And we will be back next time. Follow us on Twitter at TheMixCast. Also, you can send us a message, themixcast@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail or a text message. We'll get back to all that craziness next week, 253-271-4787. Thanks again. This was a lot of fun, guys. Rev, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Sharp, man. Sharp.
Thank you, as always, for listening to The Mixcast, and stay positive.